You're with the BBC World Service, and live from London, this is NewsHour with me, Tim Franks. Over the past few years, video sharing platforms have soared in popularity, and on Chinese social media, it's become big business. An industry has developed around personalised video greetings, often featuring African performers. But a BBC investigation has revealed how children are being exploited to make these kinds of videos, sometimes including racist content. Runaka Selina has this report.
Welcome to the weird world of personalised greeting videos. For up to $70, you can have your message read out. Happy birthday, good luck in your exams, congrats on your wedding. These videos are shared on social media and messaging apps. Videos featuring Africans have become especially popular. Sometimes it's muscle men or women in costume, but often it's kids. And some of these videos have been controversial. In early 2020, a video was uploaded to Chinese social media, which sparked a worldwide debate about anti-black racism in China. A group of children are made to chant in Chinese, "I'm a black monster and my IQ is low." The children are using the word "hei gui," which could be translated as black monster or black devil. But really, it's the Chinese equivalent of the N-word. Off screen, you can hear a man's voice instructing the children to repeat after him. No one was ever held accountable for making the video. With Africa Eye, I set out to find out where it was filmed and who was behind it. My colleagues and I examined hundreds of videos, cross-referencing them against satellite imagery from Google Earth. Eventually, we managed to pinpoint the exact location where many of them were filmed, a village in Malawi. I teamed up with Henry Mahango, an investigative reporter there. And he managed to find some children who recognised themselves in the low IQ video. They pointed themselves out to us.
I know you.
That's you.
We also met their families and told them how much money people had made from filming their children.
Over the years, this man has been able to earn millions of kwacha just filming children from your village.
Yellow pal.
Profiting from the poor.
This is Mary Valesi, the grandmother of one of the children in the video.
It's very painful because if somebody is poor, you should just leave them alone. You shouldn't come here and say you will help the children and then not help them.
Pilirani Wazili is the father of another child who was in the video.
We struggle to raise our children, and somebody comes and uses them as a business. It's hurtful.
The children and several other people we spoke to all mentioned one filmmaker called Susu, which sounds like the Chinese word for uncle. We found out his real name, Lu Ke, and after gathering more evidence, we sent an undercover journalist to meet him. Lu Ke was quick to share his opinions about black people.
Never pity them, you have to remember that. This is how you should treat black people. They will steal. All black people steal.
In a subsequent meeting, our journalist showed Lu Ke the low IQ video. At first, he claims excitedly that he made the video, but he quickly backtracks, claiming it was made by a friend of his and urging the undercover journalist to delete it. It was time to speak to Lu Ke ourselves. We tracked him down in a village on the outskirts of the capital, Lilongwe, and I asked him, in Chinese, why he had made the videos.
Because I just want to spread the Chinese culture, music, dance, and Chinese words, Chinese language, you know, the words and singing Chinese songs.
We had also heard allegations that Lu Ke kept children out of school to be in his videos and paid them very little. Some even claimed he beat them if they made a mistake. I asked Lu Ke if this was true.
I didn't. This is a misunderstanding.
I pushed him further, saying this was exploitation.
Have you finished? I did not exploit them.
Luca denies hurting the children or taking advantage of them. He also denies making the low IQ video. Our investigation had disrupted one operation by one man in one village. But this isn't just one video. It's part of a massive industry. And there are many other children across the continent being exploited for the profit and entertainment of people far, far away.
That report by one of our BBC Africa Eye investigative reporters, Renaka Selina.